Well, we have arrived in that different land, and it is book pick time here on the Roundtable, a time we always look forward to, especially when our dear friend Susanna Hermans is here. She is from Oblong Books in Millerton and Rhinebeck and joins us to present some of the finest authors and books making their way to store shelves this early part of 2015. Susanna, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm great, Joe. How are you?
I am fine. It's wonderful to have you here. You got some really exciting stuff. You got some great events coming up. What else could you ask for?
Not much. It's, I mean, it's January, so it's pretty slow in the retail world. So we like to fill our schedule with events. And,
so we have to stoke,
you know,
the flames.
There's still a lot going on.
That's right.
Even if there's not as many people to appreciate it.
All right. So let's tell people what's going on.
Yeah. So I have a really fun list today. The first one I wanted to talk about actually comes out a week from today, but I'm so excited about it, I wanted to tell you now. It's called The Extraordinary Journey of the Fakir Who Got Trapped in an IKEA Wardrobe. How's that for a title?
I like it.
The author is Romain Puertolas. And this book has been a bestseller in France. It's been published in over 30 countries now, and it's finally hitting the States next Tuesday. And it is a novel about this trickster fakir from India who travels to an IKEA in France and accidentally gets stuck inside a wardrobe and transported across national borders.
Oh, who thinks up this stuff?
It's absolutely bizarre and hysterical, and it's a real like gem fast read, but it's going to be that quirky book that everybody's talking about this spring, and I loved it. I thought it was a hoot.
I love the quirky books that we
exactly
talk about. Yes, The Extraordinary Journey of the Fakir who got trapped in an IKEA wardrobe.
I know.
That's all you really
need
to know.
Just wander into the bookstore and say, hey, I want that IKEA novel. But there are two IKEA novels, so just make sure they don't give you the horror novel that's set in an IKEA.
Of course there is.
Which is also good, for what it's worth.
Oh, that's great. All right.
The second book I brought is called Almost Famous Women. It's a book of short stories from Megan Mayhew Bergman. Megan is a literary darling. This is her second collection of stories. Her first was called Birds of a Lesser Paradise and got rave reviews. This one just came out, Almost Famous Women. She imagines the lives of 12 real women who either lived adjacent to fame or became almost famous themselves. For example, there's a story in here about Edna St. Vincent Millay's sister. There's a really exceptional story in here about a eccentric heiress who seduces Marlene Dietrich. So it looks at all of these women and what their lives, you know, it's fiction, so it imagines what their lives were. But it's absolutely stunning, and we are really excited to be welcoming her to Oblong in Rhinebeck this Sunday at 4 o'clock. Come out and meet a real sensation. She is just exceptional.
We this is just, if you just indulge me for a moment.
Absolutely.
If Megan Mayhew Bergman is listening, she lives in our listening area. If she's listening, we'd love to have you on the show. We've tried to have you on the show, and we've gone through the regular ways.
Yeah, yeah.
And they haven't worked. Oh. So maybe just a flat out begging.
I'm going to email Megan. We'll
okay.
make this happen.
All right.
We'll just go the straight way, the direct route.
That'd be
two
very
can
nice.
Play at this game.
That'd be very nice. All we want is her on the. All we're trying to do is talk to her about her book. That's all we're trying to do.
I bet she would love to talk to you.
Well, there you go. Thank you. So if you're listening, it's joe@wamc.org. All right. There you go.
Next up, I have a book that is a graphic memoir, sort of a graphic travelogue, called Displacement by Lucy Nisley. Lucy grew up in the Rhinebeck area, has been a longtime friend of mine, and I have just sort of sat back and watched her career explode. She's a New York Times bestselling graphic novelist, and this is the second in a series she's doing that are travelogues from her own adventures. In this one, her 90-plus-year-old grandparents want to go on a cruise. So their children say, okay, but let's send someone with you to take care of you while you go on this cruise because you're super, super old. And Lucy volunteers. She says, hey, I'll take a free cruise. Absolutely. Little does she know how challenging it's going to be to care for elderly folks in a place that is not designed for people who don't really have mobility. It's absolutely stunning. It's beautiful. It's a great companion piece to Roz Chast's book. If you loved that, you will love this. And Lucy is a great talent.
It is called Displacement, a Travelogue, and a beautiful book, and a New York Times best-selling graphic memoirist, which I love, following the acclaimed French Milk Relish. Those are two different things.
Yes.
Okay, no, I thought that was one title. That'd be great, wouldn't it? French Milk and Relish. No, French Milk, Relish, and An Age of License. Very cool. Displacement, a Travelogue.
Next up, I have another book that we're actually having an event for, Lives in Ruins, Archaeologists and the Seductive Lure of Human Rubble by Marilyn Johnson. Marilyn is known best to us as the author of a great book about librarians called This Book is Overdue, which came out a number of years ago. This is her new book. I'd say if you are the kind of person who's waiting for Mary Roach to write another book, this is what you should read in between. She really looks at why people choose to be archaeologists. Why do they want to dig through garbage and dirt to find out what came before us? And it reads, it's a fantastic work of narrative nonfiction. It's absolute page turner, and I am so excited. She'll be at our store this Saturday at 4:00 in Rhinebeck.
Lives in Ruins by Marilyn Johnson, Archaeologists and the Seductive Lure of Human Rubble. This is one of those books, I have to say, this is one of those books that came across my desk, and I looked at it, and I thought, this is the neatest, like, I wouldn't be able to, because I don't have the, this sounds bad, like, I wouldn't have the interest to be able to write a book about archaeology.
Right.
Like, that's sustained, but I do definitely want to read this.
Yeah, I totally want to read it, too.
It's psyched. Really cool.
Yeah, and I'm definitely the kind of person who would never want to be an archaeologist. I really dislike dirt. but I totally could read about it, absolutely.
And that's why you have wonderful writers like Marilyn Johnson who can make sense of it all. Archaeologists and the Seductive Lure of Human Rubble. All right.
Moving on to the kids' side, I have a picture book here called 28 Days, Moments in Black History That Changed the World. It's written by Charles R. Smith Jr. and illustrated by Shane Evans. And it really looks at 28 specific days in the universe of black history. March 10th, 1913, Harriet Tubman dies of pneumonia. And then it talks about what that meant for America and for our world. September 25th, 1957, the Little Rock Nine attend classes in Little Rock Central High School under the protection of the U.S. Army's 101st Airborne Division. Some of this is told in poems. Others has a lot of factual information at the end of each segment. And this is a beautiful introduction to American Black history. Charles is going to be at our Rhinebeck store on February 21st, and he lives in the Poughkeepsie area, and we are just so thrilled. His body of work keeps expanding. He keeps putting out these most amazing children's nonfiction books, and this one, which just hit the shelves this week, is equally stunning.
It is 28 Days, Moments in Black History That Changed the World, and it is stunning. It's a beautiful book. Shane Evans is the illustrator. Charles R. Smith Jr. is the author, and a beautiful book and so well compiled. Gorgeous stuff.
And then moving on to young adults, I have two books here. One is called The Darkest Part of the Forest by Holly Black. Holly Black's been around for a while. A lot of people know her name, and she was originally known for writing really spectacular fairy stories. And she stepped away from that for a little while, did a little bit different kind of books, and now she's back. And to be honest, I had not read her other fairy books until I picked this one up. And I wouldn't consider myself a fairy reader. Like, fairies, sometimes I don't really get it. I'm not into fairies. I loved this book. It's the basic premise is that it is about a small town, very much like any of ours in the Hudson Valley, that is exactly like ours, except that in the forest, there is a glass box, and inside the glass box is a boy with horns, and he's been there for generations. And then one day, the box is broken and he's gone. And what happens after that? So good. I'd say this is great for 12 and up and also for adults.
The Darkest Part of the Forest. It is by Holly Black, published by Little Brown. And that's great.
Yeah, Holly will also be at our Rhinebeck store in March, so stay tuned for that.
Excellent.
And then last up, I have another young adult book. I'd say this is for 14 and up and adults. It's called X. It's a novel by Ilyasa Shabazz and Kekla Magoon. Ilyasa is the daughter of Malcolm X. She has done two books previously about nonfiction books about being, you know, the daughter of an icon of his caliber. But in this book, what she does is imagine the life of her father when he was a teenager. So it's a novelized version of his life story. It's stunning. She was at our store last week and totally blew us away. She is an incredible person. The book is staggering. And if anyone is interested in Malcolm X or in that period of time in our nation's history, this is a must read.
It is called X, a novel, and by Candlewick Press, and looks great. Really cool. You know, the last time you were on, you told me about Descent.
Yes.
By Tim Johnston. Oh, my goodness. We had him on the show. What a book.
Isn't it amazing?
A great book. Now, have you read The Girl on the Train?
No, but that's the next one I want to read. I've been hearing
Paula
all this
Hawkins,
buzz.
You got to okay. read it.
I'm on it.
It's really good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yay, books.
Yes. that's right.
Yay. We have the best job.
We do. It doesn't suck. Nice stuff. What else? Anything else going on?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I should mention that we're really excited. We're going to be launching the tour for Eric Larson of Devil in the White City fame. He has a new book coming out March 10th called Dead Wake, which is about the Lusitania. And we're really excited to be having the first event on his tour that night, Tuesday, March 10th. And we're hosting it in a space at the Culinary Institute in Hyde Park. So you can get tickets on our website, which is oblongbooks.com.
Oblongbooks.com. And I've just gotten a galley. It looks great.
Yeah, it's amazing
stuff.
Yeah.
Eric Larson and a wonderful writer. He's been on the show many times, but great stuff. And you'll be starting that tour off, and then we're doing a live book show with him along the way as well. So
wonderful.
We'll look forward to that. Some good stuff. Anyway, you can find out all about what's going on at Oblong Books by going to their website, which appropriately enough is oblongbooks.com. Oblongbooks.com. Better yet, go visit them in Rhinebeck and Millerton. And only go if you just want to see smiling faces of people who are ready to sell you some great books.
Gosh darn it, it's true.
That's right. Susanna Hermans is one of those friendly people, and it's always great to see you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe.
Look forward to having you back soon. You can see Susanna's list at wamc.org/bookpicks or again, oblongbooks.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.